I can see it from an upstairs bedroom window. A big, imposing patch of white at the far end of the back garden, 70 meters away. An early summer flower display that arrived on its own, probably from a few stray seeds. Every year, the mass of chest-high Shasta daisies expands and becomes more impressive, with big blooms on stems like steel rods. The Shasta daisies, Leucanthemum superbum, have arranged themselves in a long, broad arc around a tall red huckleberry shrub, one of the many native plants that were growing on the property when I arrived and that I've been careful to retain in the landscape. The location of this large flower display is at the end of a path leading to a row of five compost enclosures, three of which are currently occupied by rapidly expanding winter squash plants. One could call the area a vibrantly happening little corner of the garden. The huckleberry and companion Shasta daisies grow across a pathway from the food garden, in an area that is not watered. The only maintenance needed for the planting is cutting back in late winter and removing enough of the planting's outer edge in the spring to leave free passage around it. Such plants are of value beyond price, delivering a reliable, annual show of bright beauty in return for little care. A different Shasta daisy planting, one I grew from seed the year the variety, Snow Lady, earned an All-America Selections Award, grows in another rather inhospitable corner, in the front garden. Snow Lady is a dwarf Shasta daisy that has persisted in dryish ground that is occupied by roots from neighboring forest trees, to form a curved edging for equally enduring epimedium, bishop's hat, barrenwort, plantings. Floral Velvet. As the showy Shasta daisies began attracting the attention of visiting friends, nearby Matilaha poppy plants were drawing much interest as well. The giant poppies occupy several small patches of ground on both sides of the same pathway that ends with the tall daisies. I can't remember how long ago I acquired the original plant, but since then it has spread, not intrusively, to several adjacent areas, to set up patches of the shrub like perennials. Matilaha poppy, Romney Colteri, California tree poppy, does have a reputation for traveling. I recall a note from a gardener describing how her plant sent a root underneath the garage, to emerge at the base of the wall opposite the parent plant. My original plant has moved about in more modest fashion, only across a narrow path and into an adjacent woodland clearing. A stray shoot proved not hard to pull up and keep from establishing under the kiwi vines. This year's show of flowers has been the best yet. It's almost impossible to pass by them without reaching out and feeling the soft, velvety texture of the deeply crinkled white petals that surround bright yellow centers. For this color combination, the blooms are sometimes called fried egg flower. I cut my Romnia plants back early in the spring, making cuts right above nodes of potential growth pointing in the direction I want the stems to take. From the time the plants develop, they are attractive. The leaves are lovely in waxy textured gray-green, divided into lance-shaped lobes. My neighbor over the back fence has been admiring the big poppy flowers and has expressed an interest in having them in her garden. I have my eye on a few young shoots developing alongside one of my Romnia plantings. In the next not-too-hot bit of weather, I'll dig a few, pot them, keep them just modestly watered in a place out of hot sun, and hand them over once I'm certain they are living. Garden events. Historic location reopened. Point Ellis House, 2616 Pleasant Street, Victoria, has reopened under new stewardship. Nearly 2 acres of garden and the visitor center, with its historical exhibits, are open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. More information at pointellishouse.com. Plant sales. The Friends of Government House Garden Society open the plant nursery, across from the tea room at Government House, 1401 Rockland Avenue, Victoria, from Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Most of the plants are sold for $8, payable by debit or credit cards only. H. Chestnut at bcsupernet.com.